From Fox News, it's The Candidates with Brett Baer.
On Tuesday, July 9th, 2019, billionaire hedge fund manager Tom Steyer announced via video he'd be running for the Democratic nomination in the 2020 presidential race.
What do we care about?
We care about proving the world and handing it on to the next generation in ways that they can lead better lives than we've had, in a way that's safer, more prosperous, and more beautiful and creative. And if we don't do those two things, then shame on us. If you think that there's something absolutely critical, try as hard as you can and let the chips fall where they may. And that's exactly what I'm doing. My name's Tom Steyer. I'm running for president.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more on this late entry.
Tom Steyer, a billionaire and political activist, ruled out a run for president at the beginning of the year. He gathered reporters in Iowa in early January to say he is not a candidate.
Instead, I'm strengthening my commitment to need to impeach in 2019. Until the House starts impeachment proceedings or Mr. Trump resigns. That's how we will define success.
In the months before and after that announcement, Steyer spent millions of his own dollars on a media blitz for a campaign of impeachment.
People in Congress and his own administration know that this president is a clear and present danger, who's mentally unstable and armed with nuclear weapons.
Before becoming involved in politics, Steyer graduated from Yale and earned an MBA at Stanford. He moved to San Francisco and started an investment firm that over decades reached $36 billion. In 2013, he started a nonprofit called Next Gen America with a focus on climate change. He's written his support for raising income taxes on upper-income earners and contributed to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Since reversing himself on a presidential run earlier this year, Steyer has asked voters to compare his own wealth with that of President Trump's.
Donald Trump is a fraud. He didn't make his money, he inherited his money. He has a string of bankruptcies behind him. He inherited his money from his very, very rich dad, and he's a big-time tax cheat.
Steyer has spent tens of millions of dollars on Democratic candidates, campaigns, and initiatives. As a candidate for president, he's promising to spend $100 million on his own campaign, in addition to reaching small-dollar grassroots donors required by the DNC to meet debate participation thresholds. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Jared, thanks. We bring in our panel now. Hugo Gurdon, editor-in-chief of the Washington Examiner. Matthew Continetti, editor-in-chief of the Washington Free Beacon. And Chris Steyerwald, Fox News politics editor. Can't you be editor-in-chief?
I can make it more.
Okay.
As always, right. More.
We'll make it. You are. Poof. All right, Chris. Tom Steyer, he looks at the field. 23 candidates. He says, no, I'm getting in.
Well, Tom Steyer is a lot like Ross Perot in more ways than one. He's a billionaire, yes. He's a little unusual, yes. But also, he is a man who is easily frustrated and very publicly frustrated when he thinks politicians are not doing the things that he thinks they should be doing. So he set a benchmark for Democrats and said, if you can't be pushing hard on impeachment, if you can't be focusing on the things I want you to focus on, then I guess I'm just going to have to show you and come with a $100 million opening bid and bust up your presidential nominating process.
But, Matthew, it does not say a lot for the other 20-plus candidates that he said, you know what, you can't do this, I need to.
Especially when you consider that Steyer is one of the most important donors in the Democratic Party. You look at the major fundraisers, the individuals who have made the most in terms of contributions, and not only to the parties and to the candidates, but also to outside groups. Steyer is always within the top three, sometimes the number one donor in the past few electoral cycles. So the very fact that he's unenthused by this field, I think, speaks for a larger problem for the Democrats when it will come down to getting those funds for 2020.
Hugo, his big issue, obviously, is climate change. It's
right.
Almost his sole issue.
Yeah. Well, it is. And he has just launched a big climate program, which is immensely expensive. It's going to be $2 trillion or more. But I think there's a really interesting thing that Matt was talking about on the funding. There's a kind of double effect. He's spending $100 million, And that's going to be so he's withdrawing the money, obviously, from the other Democratic candidates. And so that's reducing them there. But he's also going to be spending that money criticizing them. For example, you know, he's already criticized several of them relating to impeachment. Jerry Nadler, Elijah Cummings, obviously they're not the presidential candidates, but he's criticizing Democrats with money that would have gone to Democrats. So it's a kind of double negative for them.
Yeah. He's not on the debate stage. He will have missed, obviously, Miami. He's going to miss Detroit. Mm-hmm. It is a late entry, but we look in the big picture. You know, we were not having these debates this early in past cycles.
We got there pretty. We've had some early entrants. I remember one with you in South Carolina.
Tim Pawlenty.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that was early.
We've come to the dance early before.
Yeah, that's true.
What is interesting for Steyer? So he's got 2 months basically. So if he's not ready by mid-September, if he's not on that debate stage in mid-September when they convene again in Houston, then it's not going to happen for him.
Which is actually the cutoff, because they're going to go down or yep. increase their standards for getting on that stage.
However, we're going to find out. Television is powerful. Television is really powerful. And especially with voters, because older voters love to watch television. And if he can take $100 million, and basically he's got to do two things. He's got to buy a bunch of donations. I know that sounds like a weird way to say it. But for every dollar in donations he gets, I bet he'll spend more than a dollar soliciting it, because the Democrats...
Which is what John Delaney tried to do.
Exactly. Democrats have set the standard that you have to have a certain number of donors participating. So he's going to spend money to get donations in return. But the other thing he's got to do is, if he gets to 5 points, 6 points, if he can hustle his way in there talking to people. Remember, he's got a list of probably 2 million people for impeachment already. If he can juice this and turn it into something, the Democrats will have a real problem on their hands.
Well, Bob Mueller did not help that investment on impeachment. All the money he spent in trying to convince people that they should impeach the president, it was not a good week for that investment.
Not for the public at large, but we have to remember that even while the public is against impeachment, it's opposed by a majority of the public, Democrats favor it by an overwhelming majority. And so this is, in a way, an advantage that Steyer has. But I have to, you know, you look at the calendar and you look at this multi-candidate field and you look at the configuration of forces, I think it's going to be very hard for him to make that cutoff this fall.
Yeah, I don't think that he will make the cutoff, and perhaps he will, but there's a lot of resentment. I mean, I think one of the things that, just to mention impeachment, that's one of the areas where the party is split. Obviously, Nancy Pelosi doesn't want it, but there's increasing pressure, and indeed, there are moves made today to sue for data that would push impeachment closer. But the Democrats are very concerned about Steyer. They sort of resent it. It was very interesting to listen to him. I heard him on another radio show, which has a sort of leftward slant, just the other day. There wasn't the same sort of level of deference that you'd expect with somebody that they really want to be in the race. They don't really want him in there. The Democrats are asking people like Sherrod Brown in the Senate, saying explicitly and openly, you know, why is he getting in? This isn't, you know, they're calling it into question. So it reveals a split. Hit the fact that he doesn't like the field and doesn't respect the field is not good for them.
Yeah. Where does he fall in the lanes? You know, is he on the far progressive side? Is he the Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders? Is he the Amy Klobuchar, Joe Biden kind of lane?
It would be like if Charles Koch decided to run for Republican president, right?
Right.
You have this guy who is at the head of a network of donations that created this groundswell for Democratic Socialists and very progressive candidates in the 2018 midterms. People like Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum in Florida.
Yeah, well, that's a progressive side.
So, right. Except for this, he himself, when he's talking about the issues and what matters to him, he's very aggressive on global warming, not as aggressive maybe as the Green New Deal, but very aggressive on global warming. But then you ask him a question like, well, what are we going to do about income disparity and what are we going to do about that? And he says, hey, would you tell Beyonce how much she can earn? Why is it bad that I'm a billionaire? Why would we punish people for success? And you're like, I don't know whether you've gotten all of the talking point briefings yet for your party.
Right.
So he is like a lot of rich dudes who run for president, he is not willing to, he's not going to remake himself and all of his views to try to cater to the field.
So if he's on the debate stage, he could say, I'll bet you $10,000. Not 10 bucks. Yeah. Matt, all right, so let's make the prediction here. I mean, let's just make believe he spends the money and gets in the September debate. Is he one of the guys that's in the mix in Iowa?
If he makes that debate, and I think really prosecutes the case for impeachment and also for climate change, he has the resources, I think, to be in the mix in Iowa. The TV debates are very important. And if you don't have that megaphone provided by the cable platform, I don't think you have much of a chance. If he does make the cutoff, though, absolutely, because he has tremendous resources at his disposal.
We've invited him on Special Report. He says he's going to come.
Yeah. I don't think that he has the experience talking publicly, presenting himself in the way that would be persuasive in those debates. I think that if he gets in, you can buy your way in, perhaps, but then you have to perform. And the performance that he's put in, admittedly only in the first several days that he is he's been in the campaign, has been disorganized and stumbling rhetorically. And I just don't see him making an impact, even if he gets to the platform of TV.
Chris?
I think Mike Bloomberg is probably sitting back and watching this and saying, like, bro, come on. Like, if I can't do it. Michael Bloomberg, who was mayor of New York and a pretty successful one, a guy with a national policy platform on gun control, a person who was well known to the Democratic field.
And climate change. He was right in the mix.
And climate change. Ultimately had to admit that he couldn't get there from here, right? Bloomberg just had to say, I'm a septuagenarian billionaire and moderate on some issues. It's just not going to happen for me in the Democratic Party of today. Steyer has to overcome all of the same things that Bloomberg would have, but with a lower name identification, and B, solid resentment from the party establishment.
Okay, more to come on Tom Steyer, but that'll do it for this week. You can hear more of this series at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Make sure to leave a rating and review. We want to hear from you. For Hugo, Matt, and Chris, I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.